This week in the Missouri Senate, we review new rules that relate to financial institutions in our state.
Senate Bill 63 is identical to the bill that I carried for the past.
Senate Bill 63 was pre-filed on December 1st, heard by the Missouri Senate Insurance and Banking Committee on February 14th, perfected by Missouri senators on March 22nd, sent to the Missouri House of Representatives on March 30th, sent to the executive branch on May 12th, and signed into law on July 6th. Senator Stephen Roberts of St. Louis is the sponsor.
SB 63 will allow for financial institutions in the state of Missouri to receive information from DHSS regarding cannabis licensees, information which is required for financial institutions to comply with the U.S. Department of Treasury analysis to combat money laundering and other financial crimes. This bill also permits agencies involved to share information so that the banks or credit unions may ensure the business is a legal cannabis business paying taxes to the state of Missouri, banking institutions, state and federal supervisory agencies as well.
When Senate Bill 63 was first discussed on the floor of the Missouri Senate, the sponsor had been called away for military training overseas. In his place, Missouri Senate Minority Floor Leader John Rizzo of Independence presented this measure to his colleagues.
We've had a bunch of issues with the legalization of recreational and even before of cannabis, banks being able to communicate with each other because of federal issues and federal laws that were in place. I think that we're trying to kind of catch up with how fast we have moved on both issues, whether it's medical or recreational.
Proposals similar to this have been introduced over the past couple of years. In addition, the same language contained in Senate Bill 63 is also in Senate Bill 186 and House Bill 725 from this past session. Senate Bill 186 was also signed into law. During discussion of Senate Bill 63 on the floor of the Missouri Senate, Senator Sandy Crawford of Buffalo pointed out this legislation is not considered controversial.
This bill came through insurance and banking. It was voted out unanimously, and I just kind of wanted to lend my support and let everybody know there was no opposition to the bill in committee when it was vetted, so I just really wanted to make that public.
Senate Bill 63 took effect on August 28th. In the meantime, lawmakers are looking ahead to the upcoming legislative session. They have been able to pre-file legislation since July 1st. Pre-filed measures will receive their official bill numbers for 2024 starting on December 1st. Legislation is numbered based on a senator's seniority. There are other criteria in case there are more than one senator who has been in the Missouri Senate for the same length of time. For the first day, bills are given their numbers. Each senator is allowed to pre-file three proposals. Others are allowed to follow starting after December 1st. The second regular session of the 102nd General Assembly will begin in January. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.